Off the ball.
Rugby.
Each time Scotland scored a seven-pointer, Ireland responded in an average time span of 5 minutes with 7 points to the row.
Oh, yeah.
3 minutes, 5 minutes and 7 minutes were the tries that came in response to that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Welcome along to Friday's Football Daily, or Football Lately, as some might say. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we look back at last night's crushing defeat for the Republic of Ireland in the World Cup playoff with Czechia, and what is next for this Irish team. First to events in Prague, and Ireland's World Cup dreams were officially ended after the defeat on penalties to Czechia. Ireland had led 2-0 thanks to goals from Troy Parrott from the penalty spot and a Matic Kovar own goal. But a Patrick Schick penalty and a header from Ladislav Krejci levelled things up before the Czechs won on penalties after extra time. Speaking to our own Ben Sines after the game, captain Nathan Collins said that it is tough to put the defeat into words.
Just broken, like, you know. Have much words to put into, like, it's just tough, really hard to take and accept. Yeah,
you took the lead early in the game and a second went in. How crucial was that moment just after the second goal where the penalty's given and Czechia get a foothold back in the game?
Yeah, it's a tough time to concede, like, you know, that minute, and you know, after going 2-0 up, I felt we were in a good place and I didn't think they were going to hurt us that much. I thought we were in a good place. But the timing of that, yeah, it killed us a little.
In the back three, you defended so well throughout the game. There was never really any real threat from the Czechs throughout it. What was going through your head when the second goal goes in at the corner and Krejci gets a free header at the front post?
I don't know. I'd need to see it back. It's hard to remember it, really. I don't even know what the free kick come from. I don't know what happened, so I'd need to see that back.
Robbie Brady is a foul in the corner. When the game goes to extra time and obviously both sides are just extremely tired, obviously Sammy Smolik then is involved in a horrific incident, and we're glad to hear that he's doing well in hospital now. How do side cope with that? And in it, really, the atmosphere ramped up in here as well. How did you as players manage to cope with that and get through that stage?
I don't know. I felt like we'd be a fitter and stronger team in extra time. I think the natural way we have football in England or Ireland, it's an intense game, so I thought fitness wise we'd be stronger. And it's just about mentally checking back in after conceding that second one, you know, just bouncing back and having a good attitude. And I thought we'd done that well. First half of the extra time, we were probably a bit slow and didn't keep the ball. Second half, I thought we were better. We had a couple of chances as well, and that's another day one of them goes in.
Co-commentator for us last night in Prague, Stewie Byrne, says that the decision from Ryan Manning to pull the shirt of Krejci was the turning point of the game.
What's the biggest regret from tonight?
Oh, that we gave away the penalty after 2-0. That's the one thing I would look back on. You know, you just don't do things like that when you've put yourself in such a fantastic position. To do something like that so quickly and so... I mean, Czechia's player's going nowhere. It's going out of touch. There's no reason to do it at all. That'd be the biggest regret. The indiscipline, and spoke about it before the game, indiscipline was going to cost, you know, everyone always does, especially in games that are on a tread like this. But to do that, like, when you're 2-0 up, you've just gone 2-0 up, away from home, it's really, really poor, really silly.
I caught up with some fans after the game, and despite the results, they said that the game was one of the best experiences of their lives.
Devastated I was, to be honest. We were 2-0 up. I thought we'd just handle the game, give the 2-0 half time, take it on from there. But unfortunately, it was the way to be. I actually got a ticket. I came here this morning, got a ticket 2 hours prior to the game, and I was in the check end. Absolutely buzzing. Probably one of the best experiences I've ever been to. But wasn't to be. I thought we deserved the game at the end of it.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
What was it like in the Czech end as an Irish fan?
It was good. Majority of the Czechs were sound. They were. You got one or two were a bit beefy, were, but as you expect, he did. But majority of them were sound. They were. I was actually surrounded by a lot of Irish lads as well. Yeah. So it was sound. It was actually really good. I just kind of devastated that I'm over the game.
What was the noise like inside the ground when the goals were scored?
Well, when the first two goals went in, absolutely buzzing. I was tempted to jump on the pitch, but I was like, probably better not, because I was in the second row. Yeah. But as soon as the second goal came in, we scored a second goal, I was like, just don't concede for half time. They obviously got the penalty.
Yeah.
About 2 minutes in, and you can kind of tell they're gonna come back. Yeah. Second half was all the checker was. They're all back into it. They were so.
Yeah, yeah. What's your thoughts on the game?
I was in the stadium as well. We were four rows back behind you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Brilliant. I saw you.
I saw you as well. But I didn't recognise you.
Brilliant crack. Oh, man. When the goal went in, it was just devastated. We said we three friends came out from Ireland, obviously, as well. Obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
And just great crack. But just, you know, that wasn't a penalty. There's no way that was a penalty.
You don't think it was a penalty?
Absolutely not.
I didn't really see it, so I'm not too sure. I need to look in the highlights.
It was
to be
just
honest, yeah.
Shielding the ball. I played, you know.
It's the same in the Ireland, though. I wasn't too sure if the Ireland one was a penalty because that went to VAR. And yeah. I was like, I thought it was a bit late, to be fair. Like, I'll be biased. Like, I'll take the penalty, to be fair. Yeah. But I was like, 2 minutes later, I'm like,
yeah,
they're going back to something. I couldn't even remember because I'm too
fair.
I had a few drinks.
Feel we got hard on my.
But I thought the second half, though, like, the Irish should have handled it better.
Yeah.
I thought we were afraid.
Yeah.
You thought we were afraid?
Yeah, we could have just played a bit better. I thought the first 15, 20 minutes of the game, I thought, who's this Irish team?
Yeah.
We were just outstanding.
Yeah.
But then the second half, I thought we were kind of just a bit too nervous.
Yeah.
It could have been a bit better.
And in the very early morning in Prague, myself, Ben and Matthew Brennan recorded an episode of The Green Scene where we reflected on this week as a whole and what is next for the Irish team. The trio discussed the impact that Jason Malumbi had on the game last night.
Jason Malumbi, before we get on to that effort, was absolutely brilliant last night.
Yeah, I think he was probably the best player on the pitch from an Irish perspective. I think he covered every blade of grass that was on that pitch last night. I thought when he needed to, he kept the ball well. I thought his positioning was excellent and something that we've always questioned about Malumbi. Thought he marshalled in front of his back three, I suppose, excellently well. I thought, yeah, I was getting ready to hopefully, Ireland hold on and win the game, and I was getting ready to be like, just give him his flowers because he's had such a tough time in an Ireland shirt, and I just thought he was brilliant. He led by example. He was a true leader on the pitch. He maybe came of age last night, and let's hope, for an Irish perspective, that this is his. You know, that these last couple of games are his way of kind of, he is the man in midfield alongside Josh Cullen whenever he does come back.
And we know he's got a smashing attitude as well, like just in the way he conducts himself, and it's why he's such a fan favourite at West Brom, in that despite the fact he can be rash at times and be a little bit frustrating, he never kind of backs down from anything.
No.
And that's what we've seen when he wasn't in the squad initially under Hamer, and he's another one of these who's come back in throughout the qualifying campaign. And I thought I mentioned at the very start about the players for the first 25 minutes getting to measure the occasion really well. I thought he got the balance perfect, which is something that we would have questioned, whether he would kind of maybe go over the top a little bit as far as being up for the match goes. But no, I thought he was excellent. I thought he kept it simple when he needed to.
Yeah. I thought he was brave on the ball.
He was.
Getting the ball in tough
positions. At times, yeah, especially in the second half there. He went in a bit of a mazy run, which was, at the time, you're thinking, what are you doing? But it worked out. It worked out for him on that occasion. And yeah, look, he's had his critics, and I'm happy for him to have played so well. But at the same time, he's not going to be thinking about that this morning. Definitely knowing the character he is, he's not going to be looking back at his own performance right now. You know,
yeah,
he was so unlucky. It was a cracking strike.
Yeah,
How does that bounce off the post like that?
Yeah,
and not come through. I think it was onside as well.
Yeah, it was.
There was an angle from the side that we've seen later, and I was like, how is that not bounced out to Benny?
Yeah, we were actually right in line, basically with the line. That's where our position was, and you know, he hits the post and. Obviously, split second, he was like, oh. But then it literally looked like the ball was going to, it should have dropped straight back to Ben, like I said. I think of Malumbi as well, is like, to use the saying, like, he is 100%, but he gets it. Like, he gets that everyone who's in the stands as an Ireland fan, if they were on the pitch, they would like to think that they'd give the effort that he gives, and he doesn't stop running all game. Like, his tank is on empty, and he runs another tank.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't stop all game, and that run I think kind of epitomised it. I thought it was an easy pass on inside, but no, he goes through, he backs himself, goes down the line, and I really thought that would, it felt like, and the last couple of performances of Jason Malumbi have felt like kind of a coming of age in an Ireland shirt perspective for him, and like you said, David, like solidifies his position midfield.
And that is available for you to listen back to in your OTB Football podcast feed now for free. Former Ireland international Andy Reid joined Colm Buigh and Shane Hannan on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, and he pointed to a positive future for this Irish team.
It's been an incredible improvement, and they've taken the country with them. and there's an emotional attachment with this side now. But is it sustainable? Is there something to hope for here in the future?
Yeah, I think so. I think there is. If I'm being totally honest with you, probably 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I personally felt kind of a little bit detached. And I know that a lot of Ireland fans did. I've still got a lot of family over there. And I suppose what the team has done over the course of the last year or so, I think has re-engaged people. It was supposed to true Irishness, great heroic failure again last night. Mm. We all get sick of saying that. We definitely get sick of saying that. But what I think there has been an emotional attachment kind of, and it's been kind of, fans have been re-engaged. How much, I'm not too sure. But what we need to do is we need to back it up now. Mm. We need to back up that engagement. And when we do get into some proper games and some qualifiers, you need to start seeing kind of the really good performances. But I would like to see a little bit more kind of belief from the team. And when I say that, I mean, when we were 2-0 up last night, or even when it was 2-1, not kind of sitting back and not kind of taking the pressure, believing that, no, we're a better team than these. Because I look at that team last night that we played against, and I think that we're a better team than them. I genuinely believe that. But if I don't know, maybe the players did believe that when they stepped onto the pitch. I don't know. But when the game started to get into the balance, and when it started to get to 2-1 and going into late in the stages of the game, I don't feel that we kind of put the foot on the throat so much. And I don't think that we went after the game, because I thought we could have gone on to win it quite comfortably. So a bit more belief, keep the re-engagement, keep getting the fanboy in. And hopefully there's something to build on, because, you know, you see how excited we were. And this is such a contrasting conversation, isn't it, to the one that we had yesterday morning. You know, you can hear it in my voice. I'm absolutely devastated. I can hear it in yours. Look on social media. You see it. Everybody devastated last night and this morning. But you look how excited we were yesterday, that we were in this position, that we were ready to go after it. You know, completely different tone of voice and completely different feel. So hopefully they can give us more of them nights.
That's also available for you to listen back to in your OTB Football podcast feed now. Attention turns to next week's friendly with North Macedonia, where you'll be able to hear live commentary of that game and Off the Ball next Tuesday. Czechia will now take on Denmark for a place in the World Cup in Prague, also next Tuesday. Hamer Hulgrimsson will speak to the media in the morning, that's Saturday morning, and Ben Symes will be there to gather the latest news from the Irish camp. And after a huge week of coverage of Irish football from Prague, everyone at Off the Ball would like to thank all the listeners, whether that be in podcast form or radio, or those of you who are so great with us with your time in Prague and beyond. Thanks to all the fans who spoke to us, Sally O'Neill's pub for accommodating us for a live broadcast, and a special word of thanks to the entirety of the team back at base for running the whole operation so smoothly as well. You know who you are. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back as ever with more next Monday.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.